Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Listen, when it comes to healthcare and insurance, this is a topic that affects everyone. And she is a person that can help all of you out there. She's got some updated information as far as different enrollment aspects of Medicare, things that you need to know, and healthcare coverage. But I want to just remind everyone that Dina Schmidt is One Health Benefits. And again, you can find out more by going to One, the word spelled out, healthbenefits.com. And that phone number to reach her is 724-799-8873. But when she drops by, we always give you an opportunity to phone in with any question you may have at 866-391-1020. And it's great to have you back on KDK. Always look forward to our hour together. And there is some good news for people and an extension through May. So let's begin with that. Good morning.
Good morning, Marty. So wanted to let everybody know, thanks for tuning in this morning. I love to hear the phone calls throughout the week of everybody who's such a loyal listener to you, Marty, and it's great to hear from them. So wanted to let everybody know that open enrollment has been extended. So it initially was over on February 15th, but now it's been extended through May 15th. So if you don't have coverage and you think you're out of luck, please give me a call because it has been extended due to the pandemic. So we have till March 15th to get you a health plan with any of the carriers. So that's very important because there's still a lot of people out there who are uninsured.
All right, listen, Rob Pratt along with Dina Schmidt today. It's One Health Benefits. So talk to me about open enrollment for people 65 years of age and over through the end of this month. And this may be a good way to get some people to call in today because the month is already a full week just about underway now. People need to start thinking about if they want to take a peek into their coverage and make some difference, how you can help them. So talk about that aspect as far as what's happening now, Dina.
You bet, but first you're not going to let me go with that. I did say Marty, didn't I?
Yeah, that's okay. That's okay. I just told my producer, if it can go wrong, it'll go wrong with me. So don't worry about it. Let's just move on. All good. Go ahead.
For some reason, I seem to do that all the time. Yeah, so we are with Rob Pratt. Sorry about that, Rob.
You're okay.
Yeah, so even if you have coverage now, okay, so if you have coverage now and you're not sure you picked the right plan, that's why we can go in now and we can look and make sure it's the correct plan. If you have a plan you don't understand, give me a call. So for any reason, we can look at your plan and you have that opportunity to change. Maybe you signed up for a plan you weren't understanding exactly the benefits and it's not a good fit for you. We can even change if you did sign up. So I've had a lot of those kind of calls. I've also had calls for people who weren't aware that there are things called a subsidy. And let me explain what that is. So many people, I had a family the other day who was making over six figures last year. It was two parents and two kids. And he has been unemployed. Being that he was making six figures, he's having a really hard time finding a job again. And he's been on unemployment. So they were paying on COBRA, they were paying $1,400 a month. Based on their situation and the amount they were getting on unemployment, it qualified them for a subsidy. The subsidy is based on the here and now. It's not based on the fact that they made six figures last year. It's to help you now. He doesn't have the money now. He's not making that income. So what we're able to do is get you money to help pay your premium when you need it now. I was able to get the family a premium for $200 and some a month. That was just so relieving to them because now they can, they were going to stop paying the insurance and be uninsured because they didn't have $1,400 a month to continue to insure their family. So we were able to get them, based on what their income is now, a subsidy. Now, if that changes, they're very aware. They need to call me and let me know because, like I said, it's based on the here and now. So if he does get a job making more money, we need to make sure that we adjust that because at the end of the year, you have to match up with the income that we put into the system or you'll pay back any subsidy that you didn't earn. So that's something, too, that I think is very important to people to realize. It's based on the here and now. So if you made six figures last year, you probably didn't even know what the subsidy was because you were making good money. But there's many people out there who are no longer in that situation and they need help now. So please give me a call because those are some situations we can look at and tailor it to you specifically at the time of need.
Listen, when we come back, we're going to let Dina exactly explain what she does, give you the overall picture. But if you have a question for us, especially with this month flying by and now the extension as far as May 15th, there's all different aspects that she can help with. Call us. All of our lines are open, 866-391-1020. Or if you want to call her directly, leave some information. She'll get back to you. You can do that as well, 724-799-8873, onehealthbenefits.com. And again, the word one is written out. We'll take a short break. We'll come back. We have all of our lines open. If you have a question throughout the hour, she'd love to help you. Dina Schmid, One Health Benefits. Stay with us. All right, we have a lot of stuff to get to with Dina Schmid. She is from One Health Benefits, and I want to remind everyone that we have the lines open if you have a question, 866-391-1020, especially, you know, you're an employee, you're an employer, you're dealing with groups, all of this stuff. We're going to kind of hit on all of it as well as we move forward throughout the hour. And obviously, the pandemic is still a big part of who we are. A lot of people have been affected as far as their health care coverage with that. Medicare, we've been talking about the open enrollment thing through the end of the month. So any question you may have, call us, 866-391-1020, or you can call her, 724-799-8873 is the number to dial. And listen, onehealthbenefits.com, great website. The word one is spelled out. Dina, why don't you tell the folks exactly who you are and what you do and how you've got this big blanket as far as how you can really give people all kinds of great coverage for all different aspects of healthcare. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, thanks, Rob. So I am One Health Benefits, and it is a free service. So people say to me all the time, well, how can it be free? Let me tell you that the reason it's free is the rates are what they are. The rates are determined by the Department of Insurance. So you can't shop the plans for from a different agent for a better price. They are what they are, okay? Well, the way we get compensated is when the rates from the insurance carriers are filed with the Department of Insurance, that's included in the cost of insurance in their administrative fee. So if they say a policy is going to cost $100, part of that $100 it's going to cost to everybody is all divided up in administrative fees, the cost of having the insurance. So we get reimbursed from the carriers. The good thing about having someone like an independent agent, which is what I am, is I represent all the options, all the carriers. So my loyalty lies to you, my client, not to the carriers. So if you only represent one carrier, then of course you're going to tell your people that's the best plan because it's the only one you know about. But I know about all of the plans because I represent all of the carriers. So my best interest is in giving you, my client, the best plan. Now, I do Medicare for over age 65. I do group plans. I do individual for people under 65. And life insurance and some, you know, Rob, I'd like to get into talking to some really neat plans that people might not know are available. Some plans that really help enhance your current coverage and take away some of the risk of your out-of-pocket expenses. Because I know everybody out there saying to themselves, boy, the cost of insurance is so much, and even though I have it, it doesn't seem to pay much. The deductibles are pretty high. Back in the day when we were kids, do you remember those plans? You didn't pay anything. If you had a sniffle, your mom took you to the ER. Do you remember that, Rob, back in the day?
Absolutely, I do. Good days.
Oh, I remember not paying one penny for anything. And if I had a sniffle, my mom would say, oh, we better go to the ER. You don't even think about doing something like that now, because that's a good $300 just to drink a Tylenol out of the Dixie cup, and they probably charge you about $250 for the Dixie cup. But, so, Rob, I did, you know, want to talk about some of those additions that can help with that fear of using the insurance, because I know a lot of people are scared to use it. So one plan that I have, now I am a family of four. I have a daughter, son, and my husband. My husband never seems to have anything happen to him, never uses the insurance. My son and I are the high utilizers. We're always suffering from some kind of incident, an accident or injury. I'm a marathon runner, so I'm very healthy, but I've had 5 surgeries in 4 years because I'm constantly falling down and tearing a tendon or rupturing something. So what I have is an accident plan. It's a supplement to my major medical. The way something like that works is any expenses I incur, my co-pays, my deductible, my co-insurance, any expenses I incur, this policy reimburses me back. So it's perfect for someone, a family. If you guys are out there and you're a family with small children, think about how many times you've been to the urgent care for those kids falling and getting hurt in sports, or, you know, a lot of these kids in sports are having knee injuries. It will reimburse you for the cost of that surgery. And here's the beautiful thing. The plan is very inexpensive. You can get a plan that covers all of your out-of-pockets for any accidents or injuries for a family of four as low as $40 a month.
All right, let me just jump in here because we've got to get to a break. So what you're saying, you can actually give people a better health care package by simply searching you out as opposed to maybe what they can find even with their employer, because you know all of the nuances and you can fit that to their family needs. Is that a fair statement? I got about 30 seconds left.
Consider me your little personal concierge.
I love
it. Yeah, so we base it on that. We base it on you and your situation. Do you have small kids? Well, let's talk about that. Let me see. How do you guys utilize insurance? It's a question. It's listening. It's finding out what that person needs. It's a concierge service. It's free.
I love it. Absolutely love it. You need to call her, folks, 724-799-8873, or call us if you have a question. Any healthcare question, call us now. Our lines are wide open. We'd love to hear from you this morning, 866-391-1020. We'll be back with Dina Schmidt, One Health Benefits, right after the news, which is 3 minutes away. Dina Schmidt is here, One Health Benefits. Her number, and you can call now, leave your information, and she will get back to you, 724-799-8873. And you can call here, too, and get some advice right on the air. Give us a call, 866-391-1020. Dina, before we kind of jump into some other things, I want to kind of finish up on what you just said moments ago, which I found fascinating. We've never really talked about that aspect. And by this is a free service, too, when you deal with Dina. We were talking about how families can maybe actually find better coverage, cheaper, more coverage with you. What about, let's take it to another step here and another angle. What about small business people, like entrepreneurs? We've hit on that before, but if it's good for the individual, I got to believe it's great for small business people, and especially many of them are going to be redoing their business plan, especially in the food and beverage business, moving forward once we get beyond the pandemic. So what can you do for the small business entrepreneur out there?
Yeah, well, there is some actual new options this year, so I'm glad you mentioned that. But as far as I mean, it's funny because at my house, I have my landscaper, my window cleaners, all their business. They didn't even, before they started doing business for me, they wanted to keep better employees. Everybody wants health insurance. They wanted to keep these employees, and so they came to me and said, but I just don't think I can afford it, until we did the quotes, and they realized, wow, this is a great way for me to keep employees if I offer this them insurance. Now, to be an employer that offers insurance to your employees, you have to pay 50% of the premium. That's it. You don't have to pay any more than that For the wife and the kids, you don't have to pay. You can offer it. But it's a tax deduction from their paychecks. It's pre-tax. So the employee gets the benefit of having that $200 premium, say, or the employer's paying $100, coming out of their paychecks pre-tax. So there's a benefit. Plus, for the employer, it's a benefit because it's a tax savings for them as well. The other thing is there's something new this year called an ICHRA. What an ICHRA is, it allows the employer to give a certain dollar amount to their employees, okay, and they can pick any plan they want. So that's new this year. It's been around, but it's really coming to fruition this year where people are starting to enact it and use it. So that's something, too. So for all those employers out there, maybe you own a landscaping business or you any new business you've decided and you want to start keeping employees. You can't afford it, guys. Give me a call. It's a great way to keep employees. It's a tax deduction for you, and it makes your employees loyal and want to stay with you.
I think it's a great idea. And here's the thing, too. My question is, I'm sure there's a lot of entrepreneurs who are hearing this for the first time. Someone has a barbershop or a beauty salon.
Uh-huh.
You know, where do they normally go? Where do they think they have to go? Say somebody right now who's listening on this Saturday morning saying, you know, I'm going to be starting a business because of the pandemic. I've got an idea and I want to do something. Where do they normally go? Do they even know that you do things like this unless we tell them on this radio show? Do they actually know you do that, Dina?
I'm in awe every day of what people don't know, and I don't blame them. I mean, where do you find this out without the education of your show? I mean, where do they find it out? I've had people who don't even know that there's a certain time of year where you're allowed to buy insurance. They don't know subsidies. I mean, there's times I've been sick listening to, you're kidding me, you're paying that? Well, you know, you mean I had an option, Dina? I'm like, oh. And I get off the phone and I say to my husband, oh, my gosh, I'm so sad. This couple was paying, you know, $2,000 a month. They didn't even know. But where do you guys know? I've never seen a commercial on TV. Quite frankly, I don't watch TV. But I don't know how they know. So hopefully people who are listening to your show pass it on, because I've gotten so many calls from people who do listen to your show who pass it on to people even in other states. I am licensed in 18 different states. So if you do have a family member somewhere else in the country who you think needs some help, give them my number. I don't know, Rob. I don't know what people do. And the system's not right, in my opinion. There's just so much that I feel that is kept from people to know that they can have these options.
Here's the frustrating part about what we're talking about. And I think business people are learning more now because they've had to go on a very fine line as far as expenses are concerned and trimming expenses, because what has happened in businesses have changed and evolved, especially in the restaurant business, is the fact of the matter that many businesses stay or go, meaning in one direction or the other, meaning upward or downward, depending on what their expenditures are. And when it comes to healthcare coverage, that always seems to be one of the biggest things. So you're actually not only saving people money when it comes to their personal healthcare, you probably in a way have saved some businesses from basically going out of business, because you're saving them money and thus their employees are getting good benefits and the bottom line is remaining very healthy. So it's a win-win, isn't it, Dina?
Absolutely. I have some businesses who just can't even afford to pay the 50%, but I become their agent, where every time they get a new employee, I don't work for them, but they give them my name and I sit and, you know, do a, whether it's a Zoom meeting or something, and I make sure that I specialize for that specific employee what they need. So absolutely. And I mean, like I said, it's a customer concierge. I'm their concierge, and you pay nothing, you know, nothing. And some other things, Rob, I want to make sure people know before the end of the hour is,
sure,
when we go back to, you know, talking about knowledge and what people don't know, it scares me out there what people don't know about Medicare penalties. If you belong to an employer who has less than 19 employees, you have to take Medicare. You cannot continue on the employer plan. Nobody knows that.
Why is that, Dina? I never heard of that. Why is that?
Yeah, you know what? I don't think that's fair in my opinion, but I don't know why. I don't know why, but you have to take Medicare. It's considered a small group. It's not considered credible coverage, and they will not pay those claims. So UPMC sent out a letter telling everybody that to all the employers and attestation that if you're over, you have to attest whether you're over or under 19 employees. And you have to take Medicare. Medicare must be the primary insurance. So if you don't take Medicare and you file a claim, whatever Medicare would have covered, you'll pay for. So that's very important. If you're part of a group and you have less than 19 employees, you need to take Medicare. You can't have your employer coverage as primary. So there's just so many nuances to things and penalties, and my head is constantly spinning. It must take me an hour after I'm done working for the day to make dinner for my family and just decompress from all of the different.
Yeah, but listen, I even had a friend who's just used your services, and he basically just went on, because of his wife, he went on and on and on and just simply raved what you were able to do, and you were saving him a whole lot of money, too, because his wife heard you on the radio, she made the call, and we had a nice conversation about what you do. One thing about you, Dina, you're just so passionate about what you do, and I think that's why people need to call you, and you're getting some calls already at the office this morning, and we got to go to a break. We're going to come back. She wants to talk a bit about life insurance and death benefits, Social Security, all sorts of stuff to kind of wrap up the hour. We've kind of given you a potpourri of stuff over the last 45 minutes. But my best advice is for you to call her and get an appointment. 724-799-8873. You can call right now. You don't have to wait till Monday. 724-799-8873. If you want to do a little homework, you need some more information, onehealthbenefits.com. The word one is spelled out. She's Dina Schmidt. It's Rob Pratt Saturday. Back with more in just a moment. Good morning. All right, great hour with Dina Schmidt, One Health Benefits, onehealthbenefits.com. The word one is spelled out. Here is that phone number. If you remember anything from this hour, remember the phone number. Remember these services are free. Everything that's healthcare, and we're going to get into some other nuances she handles. Call her. Leave your information. She will get back to you. 724-799-8873. 724-799-8873. Dina, we've covered a lot of new ground today, and that's why I always love this show, because you bring new stuff each and every time we get together. And we had a little conversation before going on the air. You were talking about life insurance, death benefits, Social Security. So let's kind of talk a little bit about that before we get out of here this morning. Go ahead.
Yeah, so one thing with all my Medicare beneficiaries, I like to mention when we are talking about where we, you know, what direction we want to go in with Medicare is, I'm going to ask you this. Do you know, have any idea what Social Security gives you, Rob, for burial when you die?
I only know because you told me prior to the show. But
do you remember?
That's very little money. That's all I can tell you.
Yeah, I don't think it pays for the pillow in your casket. But $255 is what Social Security gives you when you die for your burial. So it's important at that time to think about getting a death benefit. So you can get a death benefit just to pay for your burial. That is something that you really need to think about. Something else that I think is important, too, at Medicare time that we talk about is called living benefits. And for those who don't know what a living benefit is when your life insurance policy, a portion of it, pays you before you die. So it, like something like a terminal illness, a catastrophic illness, it will help you cover your bills in case that happens. So that's another option I wanted to make sure people have that I think is really a great option that people don't know about, is a living benefit life insurance policy. So if you die, then your beneficiaries get the money. But if you are unfortunate enough to have a catastrophic illness or a terminal illness, you can pull money out of that to help cover the cost of bills. So here's a situation that people don't think will happen to them. I had a client who had a double mastectomy, and she had augmentation, and one of the breast implants burst. And Medicare doesn't pay for that. They consider that cosmetic. So here she is, you know, double mastectomy, had an implant burst, needs to get it fixed, and it's on her. So those are things we talk about when I talk with you. And if that's something, you know, we can add something. So in case that happens, and to add the plants is inexpensive. You got to add them before you need them. Then they're inexpensive. You can't call me once you have cancer and say, can I have that cancer plan? Nope, you won't be able to get it. You don't call and get insurance on your home as it's burning down. You get it before so that it's inexpensive. So that's something I like to, you know, I consider my clients like family members. I have so much fun with some of them, you know, getting to know people. And I can't imagine never doing this because it's like another extended family. I feel like I get to talk to everybody that and really help people out. So it's been a great ride. So anyone out there who needs help, please just give me a call or look at it. Pass my name on to your friends, your mom, your dad.
Tell them again why your services are free, because every time I do this show, that's one of the first things someone says to me. Her services
are free.
They don't believe me. So please explain.
Will you? I know. I still get it, too. So you can Google it. I actually have, because I get that, too. So I actually Googled it, and I saved it to my computer, and I'm like, okay, I'll send it to you. But we are free. People think of us like a realtor, and we get, you know, we add 10% on to the cost of your insurance to get money. Nope, doesn't work that way. Illegal. You pay nothing. If you don't use me, your rate's the exact same. Exact same. So same thing with groups, guys. So why would you even try to do something that you're not licensed with? I'm certified. I'm AHIP certified, which is my Medicare certification. I'm certified by CMS to sell on the marketplace, which is now called Penny. So that's something else we didn't mention this time, but Penny is our new state exchange. I'm licensed to sell on Penny. So if you even already have an account in Penny because you are getting a subsidy, give me a call. I can become your agent at no cost to you. Then I have access to help you with your policy. Even if you're happy with it, give me a call. I can at least be your agent. You can call me to assist you. I am certified. I take so many tests, and it's free. The rates are what they are. They're filed with the Department of Insurance. Nobody can shadow price and give you a better price because you're their friend. It is what it is. The carriers compensate us based on when they file their rates with the Department of Insurance. It's all included. We all pay for it in our rates, whether we use an agent or not.
All right. Listen, Dina.
So you don't want to do something you're not getting paid for to use.
Okay. I can't thank you enough, but I got to get to the news. Thank you. Thank you. We'll do it again real soon. Have a great rest of your weekend, okay?
You too. Thank you.
724-799-8873. 724-799-8873. You should make the call today. Get your information to her. She'll get back in touch with you. OneHealthBenefits.com. The word one is spelled out. 724-799-8873.